This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 6:07 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezriel. And first up, we're looking at Lim Kok Wing University's controversial billboard. So if you haven't seen it, the billboard shows an illustration of Tan Sri Lim Kok Wing with a cheetah next to a photo of him surrounded by students in Sierra Leone with the words King of Africa. It's been called condescending, and there's even a petition running to take down the billboard.
So naturally, a lot of people weighed in on social media. Sam Chin, who started the petition, said that the image perpetuates ideas of Africa as one big jungle and that black people need saving. Others viewed it as tone deaf and said it depicted Africans as savage. So essentially racist.
Yep. So since then, the university announced that they have removed the billboard and apologized for any misunderstanding. They also said that it stands against racism and does not condone discriminatory acts against any particular race. This is especially timely to talk about now in light of George Floyd's death, Black Lives Matter, and the surge of conversations on anti-racism globally.
Yeah, you know, I just felt so real looking at that billboard. It was just disappointing to see that, you know, a Malaysian who's so influential is now contributing to this whole colonial "I own you" mentality. Mm. And if you know, if you look it up, the positioning of Tan Sri Lim next to the cheetah, you know, sort of owning it is just so discomforting. And I think it further alienates, you know, every person who comes from an African country to Malaysia, and you know, people who come here to study, to you know, look for a better living, and it distracts from important conversations like things related to Black Lives Matter, of course, and people's attempts, I think, to generally have a conversation about racism and how we need to check ourselves. You know, and I don't know what's worse, the fact that someone came up with the idea or the fact that an entire education institution allowed this to happen. It's like, you know, if it just boggles my mind how, you know, maybe like there weren't enough people to stop this from happening in the first place.
Yeah, and maybe there's also a certain culture that perhaps allows for this to happen, right? Looking at, say, some of the allegations that have emerged on Twitter, for example, by former staffers showing screenshots of rather racist messages coming allegedly from Tan Sri Lim Kok Wing. You know, there are things like, well, during an education fair, people who had darker skins, people who were of African descent, were not welcomed, right? And they weren't wanted in staff photos and so on.
Oh, wow.
So that has been emerging. Those details have been coming out. And, you know, it's also quite sad that it's coming at this point in time. But, you know, you really have to admire some of the willingness to, you know, come out to say these things. And at the same time, we're also very close to the 1 year mark of the death of Thomas Orion's Ewan Siha, right?
Of course, yeah.
Which happened, I think, sometime in July last year. And yeah, you know, we don't, here in Malaysia, we don't necessarily have the best track record when it comes with dealing with this sort of issue. We continue to see, in very recent times as well, that in accommodations, in condominiums, and dealing with authorities, there is some sort of targeting, you know, especially if you have darker skin. You know, very blatantly in a condominium in 2016, they held up a banner that's encouraged landlords to say no.
Yeah, I was just about to
African
say that.
People.
That's right.
So it's not something that's happening in the past. This isn't for this to happen right now. Not to say that it isn't surprising, but it is certainly very, very disappointing.
Yeah, and you know, it's again, it's coming from someone influential. He's apparently the ambassador of UNGC, you know, royal ambassador of peace and goodwill, and it's just not befitting for someone. You know, he really needs to reevaluate and really lead by example. You know, and I don't mean to undermine the thousands of grads who have a Lim Kok Wing degree, but you know, come on. I think it's if anything. I think what's important right now is moving forward the response and the mm-hmm. conversations that people need to have to make sure that this kind of behavior isn't accepted, and that I think also to address that if there is any excuse of ignorance, that that's inexcusable, I think, at this time and age, and that you know, it really needs to reach people of all levels that this is really not acceptable, because I can see how, you know, if it was allowed to hang out, you know, on wherever it was, I think it was on campus, mm-hmm. That someone who is ignorant about black issues and racism, you know, it sends a message and it plays a role in propagating it.
Yeah. For sure. You can send in your thoughts. You can about the story. You can call us 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking to Lam Wing Wah, manager of the arts department at Lim Kok Wing University. So stay tuned for the conversation. It's BFM 89.9.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:16 on the evening edition together with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're talking about that controversial billboard surrounding Lim Kok Wing University. So we're now going to, we're now going to hear from someone, a rep from the university. Earlier today, we managed to speak with Lam Wing Wah, manager of the arts department at Lim Kok Wing University. He was, in fact, the designer behind the controversial banner. So we asked him how he feels about the billboard now, especially against the backdrop of the Black Lives Matter movement.
I think with all my hindsight and looking back, I think it's a bit inappropriate. Okay. However, if you look at the reason why it was created, it was in a different context, you see. I went to Africa with Tan Sri somewhere in September, and I experienced the university that he has opened in Africa. So the feeling of the excitement and the way that he was received in the university and the airport was simply very, very, very exciting. So looking at my experience in the trip with him, coming back, I went for the trip in September. When I came back in October, I thought I wanted to give him a little present to, that was his birthday present. It was all my decision to create this little poster. And I believe my judgment was on the idea was maybe clouded a little bit by my desire to create something really creative and funny, you know. So hence the idea was created and the illustration was done in such a way lah.
Following that, we of course asked what the intended message was for the poster.
Yeah, the poster, you see, the man spent about 16 years in Africa and built 4 universities in Africa. So to me, like, he plays a very big role in some of these countries that he has invested in, lots of money built in. And we are talking about, we've gone through a period of Ebola and a lot of little crisis, financial crisis, but I see that he persevered, and I thought he has invested so much time. I just want to give him a birthday joke, you can put it that way, you know? So hence, there was the creation of the whole poster. It was just a small gift, about 6 feet poster given to him, that's all. Mm-hmm.
Lam then explained how a 6 feet poster evolved to becoming a billboard that was advertised on campus.
I think it was well accepted by the team, internal team. We thought it was a very funny thing, you know? and the drawing was cute, and it could be any animal, but I choose a cheetah because like all boss, he wants his work done fast and quick. So if I created a lion, the lion would have been slow. So I thought the cheetah was something more elegant and fast. And we thought it was funny, so much later on, we decided to blow it slightly bigger and put it in the internally at the university campus. Looking back, I think that is the wrong move, lah. You know, and it was not a billboard; it was just a banner inside the campus. That's since been taken down last week. We had some not so good review that it wasn't appropriate, so we decided to put it down before the petition started.
So there's the criticism that the banner is an insensitive and stereotypical portrayal of Africa and that it dehumanizes everyone from the continent. We asked Lum what his response was to the criticism.
I think, first of all, as I say, my judgment was clouded when I created the poster. I wanted to create something that's creative and funny. I think I may have crossed the line, and I apologize to everyone who is feel offended by the idea itself. But I don't see it that way at all. I see it as just a tribute to somebody who spent so much of effort in Africa. If you think about it, we have so much problem financial with the COVID-19 and all those things. We are still persevere providing education and university in these African countries. I think that is very humanitarian. But if the message is taken in the wrong context, I apologize really.
So when asked whether he understood the anger and backlash that the poster created, this was what Lum had said.
I understand with the wave going on from the whole worldwide campaign on Black Lives Matter. I understand that. As I say, I think it's inappropriate looking back with all this campaign going on.
So we also wanted to find out if the staff and students of the university have been having any dialogue or conversation about the banner.
I am not sure because we are mostly working through online teaching, so we don't contact so much with the student on this matter. I think the staff, when this thing appeared, we did not see it that way, but since it was brought up and enlightened us in that way, so we think it was not right and we have decided it should not be there.
This has also extended to a larger conversation with former staffers speaking out on social media about their experiences with racism on campus. We asked Lum to address that.
No, I did not read all those details of the comment. I only know the petition going on. We have so many staff and many of them are taken care of. I think, as you can see, such a big university, we may not be able to take care of everybody. There will always be remarks that were not very positive. We will continue to improve ourselves and see where we can do better.
And we also asked whether Tan Sri Lim Kok Wing has spoken to members of staff or addressed the members, addressed the students on this matter.
I think we should be looking at some kind of response. I'm not sure. But I think we do not meet so often because of the CMCO. So I have to touch base with them to know more what we are doing about it. But I think we have always been on the direction of creating a very global university with very good understanding from different countries and also promoting peace worldwide and all those kind of campaigns that we are doing all the time.
So ultimately, we wanted to know if the university has acknowledged the anger and the negative experiences of racism that were shared by ex-staff members of Lim Kok Wing and whether they plan to take any meaningful action. Lum wasn't really able to say.
I have to check with the management team on this area. I'm not sure what we are doing, but my message representing the university right now is we apologize on on the judgment, and we think it's inappropriate, and we apologize to all the people that is not feel comfortable about it.
That was Lam Wing Wah, manager of the arts department at Lim Kok Wing University, and the person who created the King of Africa poster of Tan Sri Lim Kok Wing that has since received a tremendous amount of backlash and also has since been removed.
That's right. And, you know, if you haven't seen it, do Google it. Just do a quick search, Lim Kok Wing billboard, and you should be able to see it. So you can really, I guess, fully grasp what we're talking about here and how it fits into the conversations that are going on right now.
Yeah, exactly. And we have been asking for your thoughts, and we received one, I think, from Tan, who says that I worked with the university in the past and was attached to the African campus for some time. The university hired many Africans, giving them a livelihood. Also, he brought education to many young Africans who may not have opportunities to study abroad. I'm not defending him or the billboard. I just thought to put some context to it. Yeah, so I think we're, I guess, getting a different side of the picture.
Yeah, you know, it'll be, I think, I'm just wondering, you know, what other people besides Lum are thinking right now. And whether, you know, if anyone did speak out and wasn't able to prevent this from going forward. But I think what's important now, again, I think, is to move forward with this and have the right conversations in trying to break down the racism that's going on, right, at the highest levels of education institutions like this.
Yep. So we're now crossing over to Emmanuel Olalere. Emmanuel is a YouTuber and a student from Ogun State in Nigeria. He's been in Malaysia for 7 years. Emmanuel, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hi, good evening. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so could you tell us how you felt when you saw that photo of the billboard?
I think it was quite shocking, really. Perhaps not at the billboard, but at the audacity to actually put it out there. Right. Yeah. Mm.
And what are your thoughts on the reactions of Malaysians so far on the issue, especially on social media?
I would say thoughts have been great, really, because I think with the whole Black Lives Matter protest and everything, I think people's consciousness has been, you know, brought up to, you know, the struggle of Black people as a whole. So I thought it was a bit more, you know, people were a bit more angrier than usual, I would say.
Have you been satisfied with the response from the university so far?
No. So I know we don't have enough time, but, you know, I think from what I heard from the response, it's still very tone deaf, I think, because, I mean, in everything he said, he did not even mention the name of the African countries he went to. So, you know, Africa is still very much viewed as a monolith. There's still lots of narratives of, you know, being humanitarian and doing good and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, I think it still lacks a lot of nuance and understanding. And even, I think the part where he says that, you know, he apologizes on the judgment and it's inappropriate and people who are not comfortable about it still speaks volume about how, you know, I don't think they still get it, you know?
Right. And, you know, I guess you're right. That has been one of the main complaint that has come through. Have you observed in general a tendency to stereotype African people and countries in Malaysia, and why is that potentially harmful?
Most definitely, yes, to answer the first part of your question. And it's harmful because, we are seen as a monolith, right? As, you know, one story, one dimension, you know, it's either you're this or you're that. And I think on many levels, you know, it categorizes us into a place where we cannot be, you know. It's like Malaysians can be many things. You can be, you know, big, you can be small, you can be rich, you can be poor, but, you know, Africans, you can just be one thing. And especially as a Nigerian, we get a whole lot of, hate coming that way, and other Africans get it too because they are confused as Nigerians, so that doesn't help them. So definitely I would say it's a stereotype that is very, very harmful.
We are speaking today to Emmanuel Olalere, who is a YouTuber as well as a student. We will be back right after the news to continue that conversation together with Emmanuel. We're, of course, talking about the controversy surrounding Lim Kok Wing University. You are with Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:37 on the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Hezril, and we're talking today about Lim Kok Wing University's controversial billboard, which shows an illustration of Tan Sri Lim with a cheetah next to a photo of him surrounded by students in Sierra Leone with the words King of Africa. It's been removed since protests and, I guess, petition, well, online protests. So we spoke earlier with Lam Weng Wah, manager of the arts department at the university, who told us that the billboard was originally in the form of a poster and was a birthday gift. We're now going to continue our conversation and our chat with Emmanuel Olalere, a YouTuber and a student from Ogun State in Nigeria. Emmanuel, thank you so much for holding.
No worries, no worries. Nice to be here.
So as a student yourself, you know, why do African students choose Malaysia as a destination to study, and how will marketing like this affect the decision?
Well, for most East African students, I think marketing from Malaysian universities are quite strong. I come from Western Africa because I'm Nigerian, so there's not so much marketing from there. But for East Africa, most definitely, there's a lot of marketing. And how will it affect? I am not sure it will, because I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, there's going to be a lot of outrage, much like last year where, you know, the Nigerian student died in custody. And, you know, after a while, it's all going to go down and, you know, people's memory are very fickle. And yeah, I don't think it's going to have any long lasting effects.
Mm. Now, what are your thoughts on the discourse surrounding Black Lives Matter? What kinds of conversations are you involved with, both in person and online?
Well, I think for me personally, it is a lot of conversation that involves where, you know, finally, I think people are starting to get a glimpse of some of the things we have to go through. And most definitely, I cannot claim to experience what African-American has gone through, for example, because, I mean, that's just not my experience. But for many things, you know, many of the Black experience is quite similar. You know, the discrimination, you know, the people automatically assuming that, you know, you are this kind of way, or in that kind of way, is what we can really relate to. So usually when I meet another Black person, even if they're not from my country, we can sort of, you know, relate on so many levels when it comes to discrimination, when it comes to being othered out. And in times like this, I'm able to find camaraderie in other African people who sort of feel this way as well.
Right. You've been here 7 years. Are you optimistic that this backlash represents real change in terms of how Malaysians think about and interact with African people in Malaysia?
No, I am not. I do not have any of that belief at all. Because, I mean, ultimately, it's a fundamental issue, right? So I think for most Malaysians, it's not, you know, something, a conversation that is going to take, you know, 2 months of, you know, Black Lives Matter and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that has been institutionalized when it comes to discrimination against people of not just, you know, African descent, but, you know, people that are darker. And, you know, there's a whole lot of sentiment that, you know, darker people are up to no good. It doesn't even matter if you're African or not, you know. And again, the non-confrontational nature of Malaysia makes it that, you know, instead of people outright sometimes coming out up to you, you know, they would, you know, do it in very passive-aggressive ways. And so, yeah, I think it's going to take a while because, again, it's a very systemic issue that I don't think is going to end anytime soon, sadly.
Emmanuel, I understand you'll also be speaking about this whole situation in more detail. Where can we find your thoughts at?
So I have my own YouTube channel. I've got two, actually. So I've got one which is a tech channel, Geekception. But I've also got another one which is in my name, Emmanuel Olalere. So I am taping this whole thing right now, and I've added some of my thoughts which I'll be uploading to my YouTube channel tomorrow, which is just in my name, Emmanuel Olalere.
All right. Thanks so much again for speaking to us today, Emmanuel.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
That was YouTuber Emmanuel Olalere, who's also a student in Malaysia, talking to us about the controversy surrounding Lim Kok Wing University. If you have thoughts, you can, of course, call us, 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we are looking at the government's call for employers to hire more, well, Malaysians. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.